5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm T.O.
And we are all country fried and ready to go today here on Blue Suede Connection.
Country fried chicken.
That's it. Sounds good right now.
It does sound good.
I'm making some real quick in between here.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, Billboard is going to play a big part on the show today. I've got lots of their lists that we will dissect when it comes to country music. And also, Billboard, you're going to share Elvis on Billboard on the country charts today. We'll talk a little bit about that in a bit. And you got lots of quotes from some of country's greatest stars and what they had to say about Our Man. And you're going to hear personally from people like Garth Brooks today, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, Mickey Gilley, Barbara Mandrell, Tanya Tucker, Dolly. And you just never know who else is going to have something to say about Elvis Presley. Because a lot of people had a lot to say about the guy, you know what
I
mean?
Of course.
All right, well, I just mentioned Carrie Underwood, so I think we're going to let her. You ready to get countrified, baby, and get into it?
Let's do it.
That's one thing that I love about Elvis is he was the king of rock and roll, but there was so much country in what he did, and he had the gospel thing too, and I feel like, you know, he's somebody that the rest of us just kind of want to model ourselves after so we can do those different sides of ourselves, and he was kind of the one that paved the way and, again, was just a genre-bending artist.
All going far away, my old common labor shoes. I turned the world all which way just because you asked me to. Like unto no other field, simple love is simple truth. There's no end of what I do just because you asked me. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters and I'll do anything you ask me to. Ooh. much I love you. After all I've been through, I turn and walk away from you just because you asked me to. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me. Let the world call me a fool, but if things are right with me and you, that's all that matters, and I'll do anything you ask me to.
One day I was driving a truck and I had a lunch break, and I went into a little record shop and I made a record for a guy, a little demonstration record. Well, the guy put the record out in Memphis. Yeah, it's called, that's my hometown. You got to be loose when you say it, you know. Where you from, boy? Memphis. No.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. Now that makes me tend to keep my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds. I had the heat stains that have dried up on some.
You know, I think any artist or group would be very excited to have a couple of hits on the country charts or the rock and roll charts, easy listening or whatever.
Crossovers, yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying here is that Elvis was, I think, the crossover king.
Oh, yeah.
He had to be. Because we got a song coming up here in just a few seconds. It'll be Kentucky Rain. That was a big hit on both country and pop and rock and roll charts. And you're going to talk more about that stuff in detail in a little bit. But it just made me think, you know, how talented. Elvis could have had a career in any category of music he wanted. But he just did what he did, and it just so happened to fit in every genre of music.
Right.
Sort of.
Yeah.
And it's pretty remarkable, isn't it? And we read these quotes, and you're going to read one here in a minute from different artists from all fields, from blues artists talking about Elvis, rock and roll artists, heavy metal artists, country artists, all talking about Elvis. So we always say he's one of a kind, and absolutely, bar none, he was one of a kind.
Right, right.
With that being said, share a quote with us.
So this is a very interesting quote. On one hand, it makes me a little uncomfortable because he compares him with God. But on the other hand, I think it's just a general statement that Blake Shelton is making here. If you take God and mix him with Fonzie and add the greatest voice of all time, that is Elvis Presley. He has influenced all genres. I mean, all genres of music. So. Oh.
Got all my heroes mentioned there in one. God, Fonzie, and Elvis.
I know, right?
You can't go wrong with that.
Hey.
All right. Clint Black and Tanya Tucker are big Elvis fans, and they're going to kick off this next set.
When you get to heaven, if you could sing a song with anyone who's already there, who would it be and what song would you sing?
Well, now that's not a fair question. The first thought was Elvis.
Elvis, what song?
I don't know, depending on if I was feeling frisky or not. I would say probably Heartbreak Hotel or Don't Cry Daddy, something like Kentucky Rain. I mean, that's not one answer, but...
Jailhouse Rock?
Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Seven lonely days. A dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. Loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed your photograph to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes, searching for you. Oh, Kentucky rain.
standing by to catch you when you fall, seeing you through in everything you do. I said, let me be.
I wonder if that little reprisal part there at the end where he comes back and does it again was planned, or I wonder if that was a spontaneous thing by Elvis.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think sometimes it might have been a little bit of both.
Right.
You know,
right.
I think he was having fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like how he does the re-ending of How Great
yeah.
Thou Art.
Clearly he was into
know.
It.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. I hope you're into what we're doing here on Blue Suede Connection, because we sure are.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining the party, and it's only just begun with a whole lot more happening right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Ah! Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
I said 3.
Said, hey, she got big brown eyes and long black wavy hair.
She's so beautiful, people that don't seem fair. Well, I've been to Chicago, been to New Orleans. Yes, I've been to Chicago, been to New Orleans. But I'd rather see my baby working in her old blue jeans. I said, three.
Three Corn Patches off the Raised on Rock album.
Yeah, nice.
Back there, recorded, I think that was recorded at Stax in 1973. You know, that's funny because the name of that album that that came from was Raised on Rock.
Yeah.
But yet that was a great rock and country tune that came from that album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was going to mention that, you know, I don't think Elvis really did any themed albums of a genre. Except, I think, I'm 10,000 years old Elvis Country album.
Right. Yeah.
Other than that, he did not have a definitive, this is my blues album.
Yeah.
This is my rock album.
Yeah.
So that's,
it's whatever I wanted to do album.
Yeah, and I think those sessions that he recorded for the country album was specifically, if you hear all the dialogue of talking in between songs, he even says it doesn't have to be strictly country. We can do a little something with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's talking about different songs, but that was designed, I think, to get a country feel.
And of course, this is all not counting the gospel sessions.
Right. Oh, that's obviously a whole different entity right there.
Exactly.
Because
you
know? It's gospel.
Yeah.
It's unlike anybody else's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's our guy. That's why we love him, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Barbara Mandrell loved him and listened to her.
He was the master of making people feel as though they knew him, although maybe they never got within a mile of him, but they would feel as though he was their friend and someone they could trust and love. And as I said, I'm no different than anyone else. I was and am a big Elvis Presley fan, and I think of all the many wonderful hours of pleasure he's given all of us.
Thank you. Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my heart. Leave your cares behind. Welcome to my world, built with you in mind. Knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you will find. Ask and you'll be given the key. Waiting there with my arms unfurled, waiting just for you.
welcome to my world. Welcome to my world.
Okay. Okay, thank you, baby. Thank you.
You've been known in the past as King of Rock and Roll. Do you think your style has changed now from the days of Dwarf King, or do you consider that still your style?
Well, I think the overall thing has improved. The overall sound's improved, I mean. Well, I think it's according to the songs, you know, it's according to the songs.
I walked in a worried mind, resorts to wandering off to ponder things I never talk about. A pretty girl I used to know, but wouldn't know we met face to face. And defying every logic known, I wish in the time machine could take me back again to the wonder of my first love. The old folks tease me about referring to her only as my little friend. Somewhere far away, and maybe not so far away, a child has grown into a woman of the world. I assume this knowing that she knew so much of life at such a tender age. I learned from her the whispered things the big boys at the pool hall talk about. The thrill and disappointment, fear and shame that first love brings. But oh, how I thought I loved my little friend. The fragrance of the green grass mingled with the scent of love and womanhood. A moonlight night I kissed and cried and swore I'd never touch another girl. But time moved fast and I moved on, and I loved others time and time again. But with each time I thought of her and always gave a little more, a symbol of a remembrance for my little friend. Oh, a symbol of a remembrance for my little friend. Oh, a symbol of a remembrance for my little friend.
Oh, that's one of those songs you really don't hear a whole lot.
Right, exactly. I love that song.
But it's a simple song, mm-hmm. you know, and it's got mm-hmm. that country vibe going on with it.
So, absolutely, yeah.
Gotta love it. You know, we have a lot of good stuff here on the show today, but I really love hearing those quotes, and I like hearing what people had to say about him. So mm-hmm. why don't you throw a couple of good ones at us?
All right. So Faith Hill had this to say: when I saw Elvis on television, I just fell in love with him completely. As a singer, I want to be able to relate to an audience like this man does. Of course, nobody can. He was the best there ever was.
Well, I like that.
Marty Stewart said this: any self-respecting child of the South would have to admit that Elvis was our North Star, especially if you were a musician.
Ah, both really good quotes.
That's
right,
really
there.
Good. Yeah, I never heard that one.
All right, speaking of Southern kids, Mickey Gilley was one.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that started everything rolling, and music as we know it today stems from what Presley did when he changed everything to the beat and the type of music that he was singing and playing.
In the rain.
again.
I found the bad part.
guess I threw the best parts away. All the pieces of my life, they're everywhere, they're everywhere. And the one I miss most of all is you, and you know who. Looking back on my life, see if I can find the pieces. Looking back on my life today, see if I can find the pieces. Looking back on my life, God help me find the pieces.
You know, when you listen to a song, obviously we listen to the guitars and the drums and all the other things that go along with it.
Right.
And we love the voice of Elvis. Elvis's voice was Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
But a good artist can express a feeling in their voice. And a lot of people don't get that or don't realize that, because a song like that, he just knew how to put that voice into that song.
Somehow he put his emotions in everything. And you don't even need to know anything about Elvis himself personally to not feel that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Barbara Mandrell, we played her a while ago, she mentioned something. She said, when Elvis sang, sometimes you thought he was singing to you. You could feel, you know, you knew, like, you felt that connection.
Yeah, that's true.
To what he was doing. So that, that says a lot about the man's talent alone right there.
Yeah.
There's so many elements of Elvis we could just sit here and dissect and talk about every day.
Oh, I know, right?
Because there's so many layers, from the voice to the delivery to all that stuff. So much.
And I still say the reason why he is so popular to this day is because he's real.
He was, and still is.
Good, bad, ugly, failures, successes. Yes. It was all out there.
Right.
Yeah, it's real.
And Elvis wasn't comfortable doing interviews a lot and talking, but he did it in his songs.
Yeah.
You knew Elvis through his song.
You didn't need him to have an interview to know who he was.
Right, exactly.
All you have to do is listen to the music.
Well said, baby.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Well, they might not be presidential, and they might not be politically correct, but they sure do know how to throw an Elvis party. It's the Blue Suede Connection.
Don't forget me, baby.
child needs a daddy hugging him. He would sure do me good, do you good, let me help.
Elvis endings right there.
Yes, love it, love it.
All right, Billboard, not so long ago, they put out a list of the top 100 best country singles.
Mm-hmm.
I narrowed it down and gave their top 10. I didn't, like, we can't get through 100 of them. So here's what they came up with. This is their top 10 list. Number 10, Stand By Your Man by Tammy Wynette.
Mm-hmm.
Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Number 8, Can the Circle Be Unbroken by the Carter Family?
Mm, that's a good one.
Number 7, Coal Miner's Daughter by Miss Loretta Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, I'm So Lonesome, I Could Cry. Elvis covered that. That was a Hank Williams tune.
Mm-hmm.
I Walk the Line by the Man in Black, Johnny Cash, comes good in number one. 5. Number 4, He Stopped Loving Her Today by the Possum, George Jones.
Love it.
Number 3, On the Road Again, Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Crazy by a local girl here where we live, Patsy Cline.
Love it.
Do you have any idea who it could be? Number 1, I'll tell you what, it's a female and she's still with us.
Oh my gosh. She's still with us. Go ahead.
I wouldn't have thought this would have been the one, but it is.
Go ahead,
Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Billboard says that is the best country single out there.
Oh wow, I love Dolly.
Throw a quote to us, baby.
Alrighty, so Carrie Underwood had to say this. Before I knew anything about him, I knew his voice. He made it possible for all of us singers and musicians that followed to do what we love to do. He is the definition of what it means to be a rock star. He was and still is cool. I think that was so cool.
Here tonight, I'm alone without you, my dear. It seems there's a longing for you still. But I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone to listen to the rain beat on my window pane in my little cabin home on the hill. Tonight I'm alone without you, my dear. It seems there's a longing for you still. Oh, but I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone to the rain to beat on my own pain in our little cabin home on the hill.
Play it, John. Go!
Yeah. Oh, someone has taken from me and left me here all alone. Well, to listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. In our little cabin home.
It's a mixture of things, you know. It's a little rock and a little country western, a lot of different type of songs.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed but you, and now you've gone away. Oh, don't you know that now you're
follow you and beg you to come home. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, believe me, I can't help but love you. But believe me, I'll never tie you down. Left alone, just a memory. Life seems dead and so unreal. All that's left is loneliness. There's nothing left to feel. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, oh, believe me, oh. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, believe me, believe me.
Hey, President Reagan, would you mind if I ask you a little question?
Well, not at all, Gomer. Go ahead.
I was wondering, I know you love Blue Suede Connection just like I do, but I was wondering, what's your favorite Elvis song?
Well, I guess it would have to be Monkey Business, because it reminds me of Bonzo.
Shazam!
Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek. Said you can buy it, go and try it, you can pay me next week. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde hair, good looking, trying to get me hooked. Want me to marry, settle down and get a home and write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Pay phone, something wrong, dime gone, will me order, sue the operator for telling me a tale. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved. Thank you.
everybody's leaving town. Some caught a freight, some caught a plane. Find the sunshine, leave the rain. They said this town will waste your time. I guess the ride is wasting mine. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time Charlie's got the blues. Good time Charlie's got the blues. Telling me you're not a kid at 33. Play around, you'll lose your wife. You play it too long, you'll lose your life. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Some gotta lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Good time, Charlie's got the blues.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Beverly Sway Connection.
As I look at the letter that you wrote to me, well, it's you I'm thinking of. As I read,
smoking version of Faded Love right here on Blue Suede Connection. Was that smoking or what?
Oh,
babe?
Yeah, awesome.
All right, welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. Today is Country Music Day here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Playing all those great country tunes that Elvis recorded and hearing lots of country artists talking about Elvis.
That's so true.
Yeah, we heard some big ones in hour one, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Between the quotes and the persons themselves.
You know? Right, a few that I had never heard before.
Right. Well, you got more coming up this hour, which is great. And we're also going to hear from Dolly today. We're going to hear from Luke Bryan. And the Man in Black's going to kick things off right now. You ready for it?
Yeah, let's
do it. Let's hear what Johnny has to say about Elvis.
The best performer, probably Elvis Presley. I don't think anybody could touch him.
What do you reckon Elvis had that was so outstanding?
Well, he was he had a lot of rhythm. He was a very good singer, and he was a fabulous performer. And the way he moved the people. When he was 19 years old is when I toured with him at first. And not only the girls loved Elvis, but every man backstage was standing in the wings watching Elvis. He had that charisma, that magic, you know, that a great performer needs to get the people right there. Elvis always did that.
Yeah, he never came in our direction, so I never had the chance to see him in person, but apparently he had a tremendous magnetism on stage.
Yeah, he did. It was fabulous. I think his manager was an illegal alien or something. And wouldn't let him come. I don't know.
You came when I was happy in your sunshine. Make the world make it go away.
yes, baby. Well, if you do, then forgive me and make the world make it go away.
Single release right there. That was
lovely. There's no break. It's got to go on. That's what happened in Nashville, and I blew my lungs out, you know.
On the end there.
Yeah, it's got to be, everything's got to be with me there, because it's...
As I rudely interrupted Elvis right there. Yeah, that was just kind of them rehearsing, going over the song before they actually cut the real reversion of it.
And mm-hmm.
Of course, he did a version of that in Hawaii, too, live.
Which yeah.
Most people are familiar with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're sharing lots of quotes today about Elvis from different people, and TL's going to share one of those with us. But before you do it, we got to remind everybody,
mm-hmm.
Facebook, YouTube,
yes.
websites, phone numbers,
yes.
so much stuff.
Yes, you know, the easiest way to get all this is just Google us,
right?
Honestly.
Right.
But phone number is 540-227-0514. I think that's the one thing you cannot get by Googling us. But Blue Suede Connection in the search bar on any platform, Facebook, YouTube, as you just said, website bluesuedeconnection.com.
Come talk to us, because we get very lonely without you guys. All right,
Dan starts to wonder if you're, is anybody out there?
There you go. Lay one on me, baby.
All right. I really love this guy, Toby Keith. Unfortunately, passed away not long ago. No matter what genre of music you like, no matter who your favorite singer or group is, everyone, including myself, have been influenced, inspired, and emotionally touched by Elvis. He was and still is the king and will forever be a part of our musical history.
I just got out of high school, and I was driving a truck, and I was studying to be an electrician, and I got wired the wrong way, man. So...
put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Just pretend that we're together all alone. Tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. tell a friend that with you you'll have to go. You can't say your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Just pretend we're together all alone. We'll tell the man to turn the jukebox. You can tell your friend that with you, you'll have to go. Thank you.
Coming up right after the break, we've got lots and lots more of this great Elvis country music and two superstars that are going to talk about Elvis, Luke Bryan and T.L. Hawthorne, right after this.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is.
Keep moving, move along. Keep moving.
Oh, yeah. You're going to like it. Let's play it hard now.
It's a classic right there.
Love it.
Yeah, classic country done the Elvis Presley way.
Yeah.
All right, we've talked a lot on the show in the past about Billboard and Elvis on the pop and rock and roll charts and this and that, and he dominated those charts. Mm-hmm. But we don't often talk a whole lot about the country charts. So take it away, baby.
All righty. So I have a list here of top country albums and how many weeks and where it charted. And Elvis has so many, so we don't really have time to go through them all, but I'm just going to give you some recent ones and some past ones while he was alive and ones that came after he passed away. So we all know Elvis's 30 number one hits.
Yeah.
It actually did chart. It charted number one on the country charts. It was there for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Then if you go to like Legendary Performer Volume 1, which came out in 74, it did go number one for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Moody Blue on the country charts hit July 16th, 1977, before he passed away, number one for 10 weeks. So that's kind of nice.
Wow, yeah.
He was able to see that his recent album, you know, just about a month before he passed.
Because there was a resurgence around 1977.
yeah,
of the 50s with Happy Days and American Graffiti and all these movies and shows. So people were rediscovering Elvis again, and I think that was a big part of that.
And, you know, also a couple months prior to that, let's see, January, February, March, April of that same year of 77, the Welcome to My World album was at number 4 on the country charts.
Very
so
cool.
I'm sure he knew that as well. The Today album in 75, it peaked at number 4 on the country charts.
Very cool.
After Elvis passed, Elvis in Concert was number 1 for 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
October 29, 77, it sat there for 5 weeks. So Elvis really had a lot of charting going on in that last year of his life, really.
And you're reading these off the country charts.
This is a Billboard country chart.
A lot of those songs, the albums, were also on the top 40 over on Pop and Rock.
Yeah, of course, 1973, March, Aloha from Hawaii via Satellite album was number 1 for 4 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to get some of the ones that stayed there for a while. 1976, Elvis Presley Boulevard, Memphis, Tennessee, sat number 1 for 4 weeks.
Love it.
June 12th of 76. Okay, people, so let's wrap our mind around this for a minute. Everybody likes to talk about how Elvis just didn't have any success the last couple years of his life. I just gave you 1975, 1976, and 1977, where he sat for weeks and weeks before he died, and then right after, too.
There you go.
So, I mean, you know, let's give the guy some credit.
And I love the crossover stuff again. What was number one on the country chart you're talking about? Was in the top 10 on the pop.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. It's, once again, the reason why we do a show like this is because of a guy like him.
Exactly.
Luke Bryan was a big fan, and he had a little bit to say about him. Let's check this one out.
You're a huge fan of Elvis.
Oh, I mean, to grow up, I had like the Elvis 33, and it was from, you know, Elvis at the Hilton, and they did a live album, and like, just, I was a kid, like, in my room, listening to Elvis live from Las Vegas. That was like one of my primary records.
Show me an impression. You got a good one?
All right. Well, I don't know. You know the wonder? Oh, when no one else can understand me. Oh, I got to get my... I guess I'll never know the reason why you love me like you do.
Okay.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me love and consolation, you give me hope to carry on, and you're always there to lend a hand in heaven. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Oh, your love to me is worth the fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why you love me as you do. That's the
love you. Waiting.
He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves begin to die? That means he's lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry. I'm so lonesome. Forever, my darling, my love will be true. Always and forever, I'll love only you. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul,
country music was always a part of the influence on my type of music anyway. It's a combination of country music and gospel and rhythm and blues all combined is what it really was. As a child, I was influenced by all of that.
When you're asleep beside me, I watch you lying there.
your hand upon the pillow and moonlight in your hair. I get the warmest feeling, so good I almost cry. I kiss your sleeping lips and say I love you till I die. Oh, girl of mine, you made my day. One sunny smile, all the clouds roll away. Eyes deep as the sea seem to say to me,
so I think we need to go to Margaritaville and get a little quote from T.L.
All right, Jimmy Buffett said this: Elvis was the only man from Northeast Mississippi who could shake his hips and still be loved by rednecks, cops, and hippies.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Ah! Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede connection.
Sang a living stuffing out of it, Dale.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs, looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. While I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis, I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded Pogue truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I'm hoping I can make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story at them all-night piers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the Hobo Junction, roamed 1,000 miles of track, till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, at a club they call Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I sat in. I showed them what a band would sound like with a swinging little guitar, man. Show them, son. If you ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile, just make it on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor, digging the finest little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. I guess who's leading that five-piece band? And wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah.
That's Elvis, accompanied by country great Jerry Reed there, Guitar Man from 1967.
Very nice.
All right, we covered the top songs, according to Billboard, country songs earlier. Mm-hmm. And they put out a list of the top 100 country artists of all time. And, of course, we're not going to do 100. We're going to start at 15.
Okay.
And don't expect Elvis on the list because Elvis is not considered a country artist.
Right, yeah.
So, of course, they didn't put him on the list. But let's go with this. Number 15, the Carter Family.
All right.
Number 14, Waylon Jennings.
Oh, I love him.
Number 13, Jimmy Rogers.
No.
Number 12, Patsy Cline.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11, More Girl Power with Reba McEntire.
Nice.
And here's the top 10 list, according to Billboard, as the greatest country artists of all time. Number 10, Merle Haggard.
Oh, yeah.
Number 9, George Strait.
Mm.
Number 8, Charlie Pride.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Garth Brooks.
Wow.
Number 6, George Jones. Mm-hmm. Number 5, Hank Williams Sr.
Yeah.
Number 4, the coal miner's daughter, Loretta Lynn.
Yeah.
Number 3, he's on the road again, Willie Nelson.
Love it.
Number 2, Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think they put as the greatest country artist of all time?
Oh, man. I don't know that.
She's still alive.
Dolly Parton.
She got the
she got
song,
that too?
And they gave her the greatest country artist of all
nice.
Time.
Oh, nice. I love it. I
all
love
right.
her.
Say hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly.
I love Elvis. I love everything about Elvis, even Graceland. We all love that. But my best memory of Elvis is when Elvis was on the first time on television on the Ed Sullivan Show back when I was probably 10 years old. We didn't have a television, but me and a few of the girls sneaked off, and we sneaked through the woods, through the bushes, to look in the window of this person that did have a TV just so we could see Elvis. And that was the most magical moment I've ever seen. Never knew sex appeal, never knew what it meant to move that pelvis like Elvis till then.
Just leave it to me. Don't ever be ashamed. Just give me a chance. I'll take care of everything. You're
truthful to me. I'll be truthful to you. I'm in love with you so. Day. I've said all I have to say, except don't forget to pray and shake a hand every day. Shake.
sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window, baby, I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on it. Don't think twice, it's all right. I'm heading down that long, lonesome road, girl, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye's too good a word, girl. I just say that he will. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time. Ooh, don't think twice, it's all right.
Take it on.
ATL, before we officially say goodbye, you got to give us one more of those really cool quotes you've been giving us today.
All right, absolutely. So this is from John Snyder. I like him.
Dukes of Hazzard, John
Snyder.
Yeah,
No one exemplifies going from the most humble of beginnings to the king of a generation more than Elvis. So true. I can't think of anyone who influenced me more musically. He changed music, shoes, hair, and history.
Very cool.
Yeah, nice.
Love it. All right, guys, you know what I'm going to say, and TL's going to say it with me. We had a great time today, and I hope you did too. And the good thing about it is we'll be doing this again next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed but you, and now you've gone away. Oh, don't you know that now you're gone, and I'm left here on my own. Now I have to follow you and beg you to come home. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, believe me, I can't help but love you. But believe me, I'll never tie you down. Left alone, just a memory. Life seems dead and so unreal. All that's left is loneliness. There's nothing left.
say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, oh, believe me. Oh, you don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, believe me, believe me.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.